10.5. The Stamp Act. After fighting the French and Indian War, Britain needed money to pay its debts. Britain also needed to pay for the soldiers who remained in America. British leaders thought that the colonists should help pay for the troops who were protecting them. So, in 1765, Parliament passed a new tax law called the Stamp Act. The Stamp Act said that the colonists would have to pay for a tax on printed papers. To prove that the tax was paid, almost every piece of printed paper would have to show a large blue stamp. Newspapers, pamphlets, marriage licenses, and playing cards were taxed. News of this new tax made the colonists furious. They didn't want to pay more money for things they used every day, especially since the money went to the British government. But they were even angrier because they had no say in making the law. Colonists showed their anger in many ways. Some of them refused to buy the stamps. Some protested in the streets and town squares. And some tried to scare off the tax collectors, at times even attacking them and their homes. Groups from different colonies also joined together to protest the Stamp Act. In several colonies, merchants, shopkeepers, and other business people agreed not to buy British goods. Many women, such as the Daughters of Liberty in Boston, refused to buy British cloth and wove their own cloth instead. In October 1765, 9 of the colonies sent delegates to a special meeting in New York called the Stamp Act Congress. The delegates believed that all British subjects had a right to vote on taxes through their representatives. Since the colonies had no representatives in Parliament, the delegates said that it was unfair for Parliament to pass laws like the Stamp Act. They said that passing such laws was taxation without representation. The colonists' angry protests surprised the king and the rest of the British government. However, British leaders realized that they had no way to force the colonists to obey the Stamp Act. In March 1766, Parliament repealed the law, but Parliament let the colonies know that it still believed in its right to tax them.